This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Good news is dessert is free.
Bad news is we sing Rocky.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Well, he's always been my favorite farmer. Ian Max Armstrong making sure the country's fed, regardless of whether the president's paying attention or not. Steve Alexander, I know, is still in the business studio.
Yep.
And we all want to jump in and say happy birthday to our friend Orion Samuelson.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
Orion. Happy birthday, Big O.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the air finally after taking all these days away. That gets very boring. But anyway, yes, it is a birthday day. I'm in Arizona recovering slowly from leg bypass surgery and walking around with a cane, but I'm making slow but sure progress. But, you know, I got very concerned last week, Steve, when I saw the bulletin about you, and I began to wonder if Todd Manley is running a hospital ward for broadcasters who are under the weather.
Yeah,
you got to straighten out and get well, my friend.
You know, Stephanie Menendez, who is the operations manager, she does the Radar O'Reilly part where she just stands around and calls incoming.
Yes.
I'm on the mend as well, and we're both blessed. So what are you going to do for your birthday? Are you going to get out of the house?
For the first time, I will be out of the house on a social event, and, you know, our favorite outdoor patio restaurant here in the valley is the Lawns at Hermosa Inn in Paradise Valley.
The best.
And so, yes, so we will be there tonight. My son, David, and his wife, Carla, and my daughter, Catherine, all here. And so we'll be celebrating at Lawns tonight. I've been out, but basically all of my trips out of the house have been back to the hospital for doctor appointments and that sort of thing and testing. And so anyway, I am really looking forward tonight. I may even have just a little sip of Belvedere because Bob Ferguson, our engineer, always keeps me supplied in Belvedere. So I may have even a sip of that tonight.
Ooh. I think you've earned it. Hey, Andrea, if you're not familiar, the leg bypass is like the heart bypass, I think, in most cases. But in Orion's case, he just had an extra leg put in.
Why not?
They just bypassed the one that wasn't working. They put another one in.
Why not?
Yeah, I've got three legs now.
Three are better than two?
But this isn't from a pig or anything, right, Orion? This is yours.
No, this is an artificial mesh bypass they put in. It's probably, I would guess, about 14, 15 inches long. That goes around the blockage that I had that kept ample blood supply from getting down to my foot. But, you know, I've been diabetic for 14, 15 years, and any diabetic will say you got to be careful of anything going wrong in the legs, particularly with sores and that sort of thing. And our good late friend Ron Santo, of course, certainly was the example of what can happen when things go wrong.
And he was a preacher about it, no doubt about it.
One of our favorite memories of your birthday was when we were all down there for your birthday. I believe it was for the Big 8-0.
And yeah, we went to
Tutti Santi and had some calamari and some bruschetta. Mm-hmm. And toasted your birthday there. So we're doing that in spirit with you today, too.
And went to the wrong restaurant.
We did, yeah.
Went to the wrong.
Who knew there was more than one Tutti Santi?
Well, at that time there was. But there is now just one. And the picture of the Saturday or of the morning crew on WGN still has a prominent place in Tutti Santi. And I have to tell you, Leo, who is the owner and the founder of the restaurant, told us before all of this activity started, we were there a couple of times, and he said that in his more than 20 years of owning and operating a restaurant in the valley, this is far and away the best spring he's ever had, and he chalked a lot of it up to the WGN listeners and the Cub fans.
It's our picture, right, that just keeps drawing people in.
It does, yeah.
So our favorite memory of that weekend was everybody on your bed watching the Final Four.
Everybody was in the bedroom watching TV because, the TV in the other room was being used for another event for a young man. And anyway, I remember that master bedroom.
It's a good party.
filled with people.
When you end up in Orion's bed, I think it's a successful party.
Yeah, and you we're threw, still sober.
Threw a fine, fine party. Steve Alexander, say hi to your friend.
Hey, all. Glad to be. You're sounding great, by the way. I don't know why you're not on the air.
Well, because the throat wasn't affected, but the leg was. And I tell you, the most difficult part of this recovery process is you have to keep your leg above your heart because of drainage from the incision and that sort of thing. And so just when we think we've got that down to zero, it shows up a little bit, and the surgeon says, okay, back to bed, get that leg up, keep it up. Incidentally, I have a surgeon who did the work on my leg who has the best name I can think of, Dr. Money.
Yeah.
Dr. Money. No yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Money.
That's probably why, and I don't want to out you, O, but, you know, I feel it's important for me to tell the rest of the folks the news that they don't know. Orion's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, no, he does not.
Really?
Yeah. Does Gloria know?
No way.
Yeah, no, Gloria knows, and she understands. She understands. It's a little 5-year-old girl from next door. Is she right next door to you guys?
Well, they live in Wakanda, Illinois, but the grandparents live out here. And as a matter of fact, they were here yesterday, brought food for a birthday get together. She is a 5-year-old, as sweet as can be. Her name is Lauren Grove, and the minute she comes in, she's right over at my chair. And what she likes to do is she likes to pet my face and my hair. She's just constantly rubbing.
How about that?
Oh, how cute.
How about that?
That's how we start, O. We start young now.
Yeah, yeah. And yesterday, O, she apparently wanted to come see your owie. So she's got a medical future in front of her.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right. We had a delightful time with the Grove family. And it was a bright day yesterday. But again, my leg was lower than my heart for quite a while yesterday, and it showed up in swelling again last night. So we're working on that. We'll get it done.
Yeah, and behave now. Behave. Listen to Nurse Gloria.
I tell you what, Gloria has been absolutely super in this. As a matter of fact, we have home nurse care, and the home nurse said, my golly, you can do the work. You're doing it. She's been learning some things from Gloria and putting on bandages. So
yeah.
With the doctors at Mayo and with Gloria, I'm in good hands. But thank you. I'm looking at my emails this morning, and there are just a lot of happy birthday greetings.
As there should be.
I've been getting a lot of get well greetings as well, so thanks to all of our listeners for that. So,
happy birthday, buddy. Looking forward to having you back, and enjoy your night tonight. Have a little bit of that Belvedere, and have a good time.
I will do that, my friend, and thanks to my family at WGN.
Bye, O. We love you.
We miss
you,
O.
Happy birthday.
There you go. That's Orion Samuelson. So the 80th was 14, right? 2014?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. Remember, we started out the evening at Orion's by the pool, and then ended up in the bedroom. So it was a nice succession. It was a great night. Whew.
Just a wild night at Orion's place, huh? Time.